It was June 17th, and I was writing my last exam for grade 11. The night before the exam, I was feeling really sick. I couldn't breathe. Like, if I even breathed a little bit, my ribs would just, they're excruciating.
Sarah and Beth is scared to death to hear what the doctor will say.
I went to school and I wrote my exam and, you know, came home and the pain hadn't gotten any better. I was having a really hard time breathing, so we came into emergency on the 18th.
So she sits and she wings with her mother and dad and flips through an old magazine.
The day after, I found out that it was a mass in my lung. They said, so this tumor is cancerous. The tumor in my right lung was the whole entire size of my lung, except for maybe like a toonie at the very top.
It's scared to death, cause the doctor just told her the news.
So, chemotherapy every 21 days for a couple months, and it shrunk. And I did a major surgery. It was 9 hours. But I did save the one third of my right lung and all of my left lung. So I was really lucky that way.
With the therapy, we're gonna try.
My primary doctors are Dr. Lewis for oncology. I have Dr. Farron for complex pain. Most people think that it's the cancer that makes you really sick, and it's really the medicine and the drugs that make you sick, and the side effects are from the chemo and the radiation.
She dreams she's dancing around and around.
When I was first diagnosed, I didn't really want to know all the side effects and everything that was happening, because I was just still adjusting to the fact that I have cancer and that it is life-threatening and that there are lots of different things that could happen.
Sarah Beth is scared to death as she sits holding her mom.
Right now my body's in remission and there is no visible cancer there, but there's still lots of pain, and I still need to go on with my protocol so that I finish chemo and radiation. And
for just this morning right there on her pillow was the cruelest of any surprise.
For me, chemo was really tough. Losing my hair was something I was really afraid of at the beginning. And
the proof that she couldn't deny.
I actually started the chemotherapy and I started to realize how much energy and effort that cancer took.
And she dreams she's dancing.
Since I was diagnosed, my word that I carry with me is believe. To believe in faith, to believe that I can get through this, to believe that there's a way that I'll be better and it will never happen again. If you believe, anything is possible and anything can happen.
It's quarter to seven, that boy's at the door.
Losing my hair didn't seem so bad compared to everything else. I mean, I shaved my head, and lots of people have keep telling me to embrace your inner beauty and embrace the beauty that you do have, and if you have it, flaunt it. So I flaunt it.
Softly she touches just skin.
When I was diagnosed, my family was really, really supportive, and they did lots of stuff to try to help me out through this, and so my relationship with my mom got so much better because she was here fighting with me. So I was leaning on her when I wasn't strong, and she was leaning on me. Grade 12 has definitely been different than I expected it to be, because I'm not at school ever. I was really excited to be in grade 12 and, you know, be the leaders of the school. And for graduation, I did find a dress. It's red, it's beautiful. I'm so excited to wear it. It's like, so the back is a corset, and then once it gets to about the knees, it starts to have all these big ruffles. It's over the shoulder one side, so it covers my line perfectly. Red's out there. But I wanted to look different. I wanted to look good. Of course, there are days when I'm down and, you know, like, it's not fair. Why did this happen to me? But, you know, in the end, this experience has made me change a lot about the way I look at the world.
Sarah Beth closes her eyes.
Even though cancer is horrible and it's very tough, I do feel blessed to have this experience to learn what I've learned. And I think that part of my blessing was being in such a good hospital with such amazing doctors and nurses and such good strategies and equipment, and everybody can get me through this.
For a moment, she is unscathed.
One day there'll be kids who don't have to experience it this way. They can learn those life lessons, but learn them in an easier way.